Three different acquaintances have recently taken it upon themselves to tell me what a wretched time they're having at work. The first was distraught as he was being nudged towards taking voluntary redundancy. The second one was upset at not having been asked to an important meeting. And the third complained that nothing was happening to him at all. Others were being promoted and he was stuck. To each, I offered what I thought was sound advice, but none of them seemed remotely mollified. It then turned out that I had made a serious and elementary mistake. What ailed all three of them was not the situation itself. It was what they saw as the bone-crushing humiliation that went with it. None of them was particularly interested in a pragmatic solution. What they all desperately needed was a way of saving face. Although I could see that their pain was intense, I was rather left wanting to shout, "Get over yourself." I also couldn't help noticing that all three of them were men. I think it's possible that there's something going on here, that women are less susceptible to the ravages of humiliation at work. I don't have any data to back up this claim, only decades spent in offices and an intuitive guess as to why it might be so. Women are rather less hung up on status in the first place and tend not to put all their eggs in the work basket, but to scatter them about a bit. If I'm right, this turns on its head the popular idea that women, who are meant to be thin-skinned and take all criticism personally, have the rougher ride in the office. Instead, by being less prone to humiliation, women may be more flexible and more resilient, as we don't take it as a heinous attack on our egos every time someone fails to invite us to a routine meeting. Not only is humiliation painful, it's also pointless. Unlike guilt or shame, both of which have a clear evolutionary purpose, humiliation has none. It does not make people behave better. Instead, it leads them to make catastrophically bad decisions. And while the sufferer is in turmoil at the thought of his reduced status in the eyes of the world is generally too busy worrying about its own status to bother much about the slights being received by someone else. So what's to be done? A first and obvious step would be to stamp out nasty work practices that are expressly designed to humiliate. So no more public blaming, no black bags on desks, no shouting or bullying. Yet that alone would not solve the problem, as humiliation does not just come from uncivilized management, but from the human condition. The answer is to give the emotion the same sort of image makeover that has recently been given to failure, which is now deemed not only to be normal, but to be a prerequisite for success. Every business school should teach case studies in which people get elbowed out of jobs, passed over and shamed. There's a desperate need for humiliation role models. And luckily, I have the perfect candidate. When Nigella Lawson gets tired of teaching the world how to make maple buttercream cupcakes, she could teach puffed-up MBAs how to deal gracefully with even worse humiliations than the largest ones that are certain to come their way. This is Lucy Kellaway for the BBC World Service.